This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Back now with our lead story, President Bush in Baghdad. He's met with Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The president's trip comes as U.S. and mostly Iraqi forces are preparing for what is supposed to be a very large security crackdown in Baghdad. It's going to start tomorrow. It's supposed to involve 70,000 troops, making it the largest military operation since the U.S. handed authority over to the Iraqis 2 years ago. Dexter Filkins is a Baghdad correspondent for the New York Times. He joins us now. Dexter, what is the mission here?
There's so many tasks that need to be accomplished to bring this capital city of about 4 million people under control that it's kind of difficult to say where to start. But they have to stop the anarchy. And what I mean is it used to be you could say they have to fight the insurgency. And then more recently it's been they've got to stop the sectarian killings. Now it's everything. I mean, now it's the insurgency, it's sectarian killings, it's crime. Crime is unbelievable here. Violent kidnapping. Every neighborhood in Baghdad now has a level of crime and violence in it, which is really unimaginable. I mean, there's something like 40 or 50 kidnappings a day just in Baghdad, from what we hear.
These aren't political kidnappings. These are ransom, you know, I'm going to make a buck by kidnapping somebody.
Well, the line where political and criminal begins is a pretty hard one to draw. I mean, a lot of these guys are kind of working both sides, and they use things like kidnapping to finance their other activities, whether that's killing Iraqi soldiers or police or American soldiers or whatever. But there's a lot of overlap there.
Is this going to be a U.S. or an Iraqi-led operation? Do you know?
Well, you can be sure of two things. One, the bulk of the troops will be Iraqi, probably Iraqi army and Iraqi police. The second thing is that the Americans will be intimately involved in trying to direct it and trying to advise how things go. I should just say that I'm a little skeptical, having witnessed some of these operations before that the Iraqi government has announced. You know, there was Operation Lightning, you know, about a year ago, and they said we're gonna have troops all over the streets and we're gonna lock down everybody. We're gonna stop the insurgency. It was the insurgency then. And it wasn't all that evident. I mean, you think you're going to wake up in the morning and there's going to be a roadblock in every street, and there's not. And so I'll certainly be pleasantly surprised if it's evident that there's a lot more police and troops on the streets. But, you know, in order for them to do that, they're going to have to take them from somewhere else. And I don't know how they're going to quite pull that off.
You've been writing recently about the Iraqi security forces and the various problems, infiltrations by militias and questions of trust of these forces. In your view, are they ready for an operation like this?
It depends on what you ask them to do. What we've seen here in the past several months is you have the police department, which in Iraq is, I don't know, 130,000 now. I think they're approaching police and what they call special police, which are kind of paramilitary guys. That's mostly a Shiite force. Over the past 6-8 months, really over the past year, there's been a lot of really hardcore operations by these guys in which it's pretty clear a lot of civilians, Sunni civilians, predominantly in Sunni neighborhoods, have been killed, kidnapped, tortured, disappeared, put in jails that nobody knows about and forgotten about. That they can do. I mean, I think the question is whether they can do it in a disciplined way and in a precise way where they don't end up alienating, you know, half the population.
One last question here, and this is back to the president's visit. I read in a Wire account that Prime Minister al-Maliki only knew 5 minutes before the meeting that Mr. Bush was going to come. He had gone to the U.S. Embassy supposedly to partake in this video conference that was going to send his signal back to Camp David, where the president was supposedly holding a meeting, and he was going to participate in it. How does that sound to you? It sounds kind of strange. It must have been quite a surprise to the Prime Minister.
It must have been quite a surprise, but I mean, I have to say, it doesn't surprise me at all. Even if you're inside the green zone, which is supposed to be safe, I mean, we live outside the green zone, but even if you're inside the green zone, you don't really know who's infiltrated what security force. You don't know who's gotten a car in there with a bomb. So there's so much concern that the security forces here are infiltrated by people who might do something really, really bad, that they just decided to surprise everybody.
New York Times reporter Dexter Filkins speaking with us from Baghdad. Dexter, thanks again.
Thank you very much.